This summer, the U.S. Coast Guard reversed a long-standing policy and waded into a labor dispute that threatened to hold up a big-ticket industrial project. Michigan Radio's Joey Horan has this look at the long-term effects the decision could have for unions working on the Great Lakes.
For 13 years, Terrence Clemens loaded and unloaded cargo at the Toledo port. He worked for Midwest Terminals. The company leases and operates the International Cargo Dock, owned by the Toledo Port Authority. Clemens was fired in the spring of 2017. He's one of many to lose work in a labor dispute that is now in its eighth year.
It's all about discrimination, about what's really going on. It's really a mess up in there.
In May, members of Clemens' historically black union set up a picket line on the Maumee River. They were trying to get the attention of lake pilots bringing cargo into Midwest terminals. These pilots are responsible for navigating ocean freighters on the Great Lakes. And the dock workers wanted them to know, hey, there's a labor dispute here. Don't bring ships in. It worked. Overnight, international shipping into and out of Midwest terminals seized up. And it stayed that way the whole summer.
By shutting the port down to ocean traffic, has sent a message unequivocally to all the Europeans, don't send your ship to Toledo because there's labor problems.
That's Bill Yockey. He's a large Irish guy, a former pilot with enormous hands and a foul mouth. He now runs the International Longshoremen's Association, Local 1982.
Most of the time, if you've stopped a ship for 3 or 4 days, the white flag of surrender goes up, where do we sign, what do we got to do to make this go away, and away it goes, okay? That didn't happen here. Didn't happen.
The resulting logjam threatened to disrupt the construction of the Cleveland Cliffs Iron Plant, a potential major player in the Great Lakes steel industry. Here's Paul Toth, President and CEO of the Toledo Lucas County Port Authority.
We couldn't get into a situation where labor was leveraging the pilots to stop progress. That was really the biggest concern of our community, making sure that we open this port back up and not really affect that project.
The problem lay in an arcane Coast Guard directive known as the Admiral Hen Letter. It's important to note that lake pilots are independent, but they work for associations that are regulated by the Coast Guard. Under the Hen Letter, lake pilots had autonomy to decide whether to honor a picket line. And Tulse says they were, all over the Great Lakes. So over the summer, he met with local, state, and federal politicians to warn them about how he thought this rule was threatening economic development. Soon, the Coast Guard was flooded with letters from these very officials urging them to reverse the Hen Letter. It all came to a head at a September meeting. Bill Yockey from the Longshoremen's Union was there.
It was well orchestrated. It was like going to a New York production of How to F*** Us.
Following that meeting, the Coast Guard issued a letter canceling its 1994 instruction. The agency declined multiple interview requests. The bottom line? Lake pilots are now required to cross picket lines. Here's Captain Dan Gallagher, president of the Lake Pilots Association.
You got to understand, we have a charter that is issued by the United States Coast Guard. And if we don't file the directive of the United States Coast Guard, pilots could be sanctioned and or the association could be stripped of its charter.
Their choice is to either cross a picket line, you know, which is an activity that has some expressive and political content, or to lose their livelihood entirely.
That's Wayne State University labor law expert Sangjukta Paul. She sees the Coast Guard's action as a clear threat to pilots' First Amendment rights. Valdemar Velasquez, a union organizer and board member of the Port Authority, thinks the stakes are even higher. He says when you engage the Coast Guard to intervene in a local labor dispute,
I think we're flirting with fascism.
But for the longshoremen who just want to work, this is all a bunch of noise. The pilots have their jobs, the ships are coming in, the plant is being built. Yet they are still out of work and might be out of options. From Toledo, Ohio, I'm Joey Horan for Michigan Radio.